to the LA Dreaming Podcast, your guide to exploring Los Angeles. This is your host, Michelle, from ladreaming.com and la.dreaming on Instagram. The Los Angeles Public Libraries are one of the most amazing resources that Angelenos have at our fingertips. Not only can you check out books and movies, but you can check out a pass that will give you free parking to over 200 different state parks and beaches. You can check out camping equipment. You can check out hiking gear. The opportunities are endless. And one of my new favorite ways to discover some of the amazing resources that our libraries have to offer us is the LA Library Adventures account on Instagram. And I am so excited to have them on the podcast today to help you learn about all of the amazing things that you can take advantage of through the LA Public Libraries. Well, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you on today. I think that the LA Public Library is one of the best resources that we have in Los Angeles. So I am so excited to learn from you today and hear your story. But as we get started, would you mind introducing yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Mayu. I manage the LA Library Adventures Instagram account. Last summer, I visited 73 public libraries in Los Angeles with my husband, Cisco, and our two children. And I started posting about the libraries because they have so many resources, and then I just didn't want people to miss it out.
I'm Cisco. I'm her husband. I did all the driving to the libraries. That's pretty much it.
Well, I was so excited to get to discover your LA Library Adventures account. And I am so curious, what inspired you to create the account and start your journey of visiting all of the 73 LA public libraries?
Last summer, our family was supposed to fly to Japan, which is like my home country. And while Japanese government still had like very strict protocols, and we had to submit a lot of documents. And the last document we had to submit was negative proof of COVID. And in the last minute, our children got COVID. So we had to cancel our trip, and like we had no plans during summer in the United States. And then I remember seeing Library Foundation of LA Passport Challenge, which is like visiting 30 branches in Los Angeles. And then I suggested to Cisco, and then Cisco was like, okay, let's do it. But we can visit all 73 libraries. So I was like, okay, sure. That's how we started it. And then as we went to several branches, I noticed Cisco started taking notes about each libraries. And I was like, that's a great idea. And then I was like, maybe I should share the information of each libraries on Instagram, just to give like a good like a idea of like how each library is different.
I just thought it was a good way to sort of kill time with our unexpected staycation, and get to know the city a little bit better by visiting all of the branches. And so when I was taking the notes, I wasn't really thinking of doing anything with them. I just wanted to be able to kind of know like from my own memory about what each library had been like, which wound up being great, and was a lot of fun.
Well, I think the account is such an incredible resource. So I am so thankful that I discovered it, and I hope that other people will continue discovering it so that we can all learn, because it's absolutely incredible how many libraries we have at our fingertips and all of the different things that they offer. But just as far as the whole journey of visiting all of the locations, how long did it take you from when you first started to when you made it to the 73rd location?
So it took about 2 months for us to visit all the libraries. And then when we go to libraries, we went like 4 to 5 branches per day. We tried to get a good sense of each library. So we stayed at each library at least 30 minutes, sometimes like over an hour, to get the vibe and then take a note about it.
We also checked out books from every library at some point. So you know, we were, part of it was like encouraging our kids to read too, I think. So we would go and we'd all find something in the library and check it out, and sit and read for a little while to kind of just like soak in the vibe. But yeah, it was really fun. We also ate out in all the different parts of the city. I think it was part of what slowed us down too, was like sort of spacing that out. It was a great way to get to know the neighborhoods and to get to see all of the possibilities in each library.
I just absolutely love that, because I am such a big fan of exploring as much of Los Angeles County as possible and really getting to know the areas that are just all around us. So I absolutely love that. In addition to going to all of these libraries, you also ate in the different areas. And I feel like I'm sure it just gave you a new perspective on Los Angeles as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we tried like some Sichuan food.
That's right. Yeah, we had Sichuan food in like West Adams or somewhere.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Well, Thai food, Japanese food. Yeah. I mean, different kinds of food.
Like, we ate at the like really famous taco place from the Netflix show.
Right. Yes.
So we got like a really good sense of like the cuisine of the different parts of the city. And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I love that so much. And I'm curious, even though I feel like this is probably going to be a little bit of a difficult question, which locations stood out to you for one reason or another?
So there are actually many brunches that like were amazing. I mean, they are all amazing, but like, for example, my first love was Mid Valley Brunch, because it's a tall building, and when you go inside, it looks like a church. Mm-hmm. Like the wall paintings are beautiful, and then like natural sunlight comes in; it's very, very beautiful. So that was very nice. And then I really liked visiting Exposition Park Regional Brunch and Sun Valley Brunch, because they have a lot of like solar panels on top of the libraries. And they also had EV charging stations, so that, you know, when you go to the library and you can just charge your cars while you enjoy library. It was very impressive to see how much medias like CDs, like DVDs and Blu-ray at Eagle Rock Brunch. It was like, there was like baskets you can take. And it's just like going to like a Blockbuster there, mm-hmm. but for free.
That's true. I was a sucker for any branch that had covered parking, because we drove everywhere. And so like places like Robertson Silver Lake that had like covered parking next to the library, I guess Little Tokyo sort of has that too. Those were standouts for me. But, and we said, you know, so many of the libraries are really beautiful. There are a bunch that are in a Spanish mission style, like San Pedro. And there is, you know, like the Arroyo Seco that just got rebuilt is really gorgeous. Some just have like really beautiful views. Like Valley Plaza has like this great park in the back. So does North Hollywood. And you know, some have really great art. Like there's a beautiful mural at Watts. I think we loved all of them. Like they're very different. Some of them, like you can tell, like the architectural pattern has sort of like been similar, influenced, mm-hmm. or they must have been constructed around the same time. But just getting to know each library sort of differently was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I spent some time going through every single post on your account, and I just loved getting to see what's different about each location, even though all of them, I feel like, do have some similarities in what they offer. But it's so cool, I think, just getting to see and compare all the differences between them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like the LA Public Library card is one of the best cards in LA. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that people can use their library cards for, and maybe some things that people don't even know they can use their cards for. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I have loved using it myself, is the California State Parks Library Pass. So I'm curious what your experience using the pass has been.
So I think we checked out the State Park Library Pass three times. Mm-hmm. And we've been to Malibu Creek State Park, Malibu Lagoon State Beach, Robert H. Mayer Memorial State Beach.
Yeah, also, I mean, I think we know it really as El
Like a
Matador,
lore, yeah.
but yeah, but I think that's the official name of the parking lot, at least.
Yeah, and we also went to Topanga State Park. And it's been great because, like, during pandemic, we started doing more hikings as a family. And we happened to live close to like many state parks. So it's been very useful for us to just park for free and close to the trails and this stuff.
Yeah, there are a bunch of other places we'd like to go. Like we're really considering, especially this spring, going to the Poppy Reserve because there's been so much rain. And so that'll probably be really pretty. And we'll hope that the state park pass comes around again at the right time for us to make that visit.
Has it been pretty popular where you've been checking it out? Because so far, so I'm in Long Beach right now, and my local library, every time I've gone in, I've been able to reserve it. So it doesn't seem like in my area, people are checking it out as often. But a friend of mine who lives in Huntington Beach, she told me that her library has a 6-month waiting list at the moment because so many people want to be able to check it out and then use it at the state beaches in Huntington. So I was kind of curious what your experience has been as far as how easy it's been for you to check it out.
I remember when the pass came out last summer, it was really hard to get one because we were on hold like for days. But when we checked out recently, it was not like a long wait. Our local library didn't have one, but we put it on hold and we got in like in a week or so.
Yeah, I think our first time checking it out, it was a several week, maybe like a month and a half wait. Yeah. Like, but then the subsequent times that we've gone to get it, it's been faster.
Oh, that's awesome. I just think it's such an amazing resource to be able to go to the library and then check out a pass that gives you free parking at over 200 different state parks and state beaches. Myself, so far, I have used it at Crystal Cove State Park in the Newport Beach area. I used it recently to go to the Bolsa Chica State Beach in Huntington because I wanted to do a bonfire at the beach. So it was awesome to get free parking there. And then I also took it on a road trip recently. I went up towards the Solvang Lompoc area and I used it for a state park near Lompoc. So, but I haven't actually been able to use it yet anywhere in LA County. So just like you, I'm also hoping to get to use it soon at the Poppy Reserve because I think that this time of year especially is such an exciting time to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And then one of the ways that I actually discovered your account was when you shared about getting tickets to the LA Zoo with your library card. And then I think the LA Public Library had shared your story. So that's how I discovered you, which I'm still so thankful for. But I would love to know what your experience was like getting the tickets, because I've been on the Discover and Go page quite a bit on the library site, and I've never seen the LA Zoo tickets pop up. So I feel like they must go very quick when they go live. So I am curious what your experience was like getting the tickets and maybe some other things that you've been able to use the card for as well.
So yeah, you can get LA Zoo tickets with your library card. You can just go to Discover and Go website and print the tickets out and then go to the window and get it. Our experience was pretty easy to make a reservation. When I checked it again yesterday, there are like lots of data out on the weekends, more on the weekdays. But if you are planning in advance, I think you can get on Saturday, Sunday as well. It's been really good because our family has like two boys, and when they are little, we used to own an annual pass to the zoo. But when after school started, we started going much less, but still want to go. So it's a great like a way to go to the zoo once in a while.
Yeah, I think it's a really good resource for people who are not going so often that they really want the annual pass experience, the zoo is kind of expensive. Depending on like your financial situation, it can be a really nice way to get there without having to pay, you know, sort of top dollar to get in. And and we also went to the La Brea Tar Pits Museum with the card, right?
Tar Pits Museum and Natural History Museum.
So we've used it for some other experiences in LA also, that have been really nice, especially as like family kind of trips and educational experiences for the kids.
Yeah. And then LA Zoo, you can get with your library card, one library card, you can get up to 4 tickets, which was perfect for us.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is so incredible to be able to get 4 tickets. And it still just blows my mind, the things that we're able to use the library card for, because at least for me growing up, I, you know, only used the library card to check out books and movies, and I would have never imagined all of these other amazing things that you're able to access with the library card.
Yes, yeah. Truly amazing.
I think it's really a great aspect of, you know, public service provided by our city that we have all of these opportunities through the library. And I think visiting the Central Library also showed us like that library has so many different things. The amount of like technology you can check out there, the Maker Lab, like the events with authors that they host there. Like it's really impressive how much of that is just sort of free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. And the resources that our library system contains.
Oh, the Central Library, it absolutely blew me away the first time I went there. And I agree completely. The amount of free things that they have available for people is absolutely incredible. And have either of you ever been able to do the free tours that they offer on Saturdays?
Yes. We got a contact from LA, Library Foundation of LA, a person who wanted to give us tour. Mm-hmm. So we got free tour on the last visit of our journey.
Yeah, it was our last stop. Yeah. And so we did go and get like a sort of like family tour that was really special and really cool. And we got to see the display that was up at the time about, you know, connections and community. It was really cool. It was a great experience. And learning about the history of that library in particular was awesome.
Oh, the history of that building is so incredible. And then, so as far as I understand, it's always a rotating exhibit that they have in there, right? That anyone can go in and see.
Yep.
That is, it's just so cool. It's just like almost getting to go to a little mini museum there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we went there, we spent like 4 hours. We were there just 4 hours to check everything out.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, I feel like you could easily just spend an entire day there because, I mean, even just going through all of the books would really take you some time. But I just feel like everywhere you look in that library, there's something cool to see.
So true.
Yeah.
And then I also saw recently that you were able to get the new P22 library card.
We did, yes. Yeah, kids, especially our kids, wanted to get the new card, partially because one of them lost their kid's card. It's like, okay, it's a great time to get a new card. And then my card was like so beaten up.
It was falling apart, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so cool. Like, kids really like having new cards with like P22 design on it. And we like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not been able to find my card recently. And I thought, oh, if I'm able to go and get the new P22 card, that would be incredible. So I'm hoping I can time it out while they still have them available.
Yeah, it's a limited edition. So yeah, as long as there's supply, yeah, you can still get.
And are you aware of if they've ever done other limited edition cards like that? Because I'm not aware of it, but I absolutely love that they created a special card for the mountain lion that recently passed away.
Yeah, I've seen one or two before, like by like a American Japanese artist or something.
Oh,
yeah, but it was like way before we started. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I grew up in LA also, and I wasn't aware of them, but it might have been that I just wasn't paying attention. And this is the first one that really sort of caught our attention. My little sister had been like really into P22. So we had already kind of been primed, I think, for this particular card to come out.
Oh yeah. I just think it's so cool because I feel like P22 was such a local celebrities. So it's really cool getting to have the library card with that. And then I also love too that it is limited edition. So, okay, this is settling it. I have to make time to go to the library and get this card.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious what some of the other favorite resources or classes that you have discovered that the different libraries offer are.
So I think my first experience at the public library was going to toddler story time with our kids, and we went there pretty frequently. And not only it was fun, but also it was a great place to meet other parents and then kids. So I made a friend or two right there, and it was great. And our kids enjoyed going to science class or magic show.
Especially in the summer when there's not a lot of other things going on, it's a really good resource for extra stuff for kids to do.
Yeah, and they also went to Rubik Cubes classes and soap making classes. And I went to candle make workshop at Woodland Hills Library with my friends, and which was really amazing. It was really, really fun.
Oh, and we also went on a fungi walk hosted at the Malibu Creek State Park, which was a collaboration, I think, between a mycologist, mm-hmm. essentially, and the library, where usually those walks cost a little bit of money. And this time, the library had essentially paid for everybody to go. So that was really cool. We learned a lot about mushrooms. And it was while we had the state parks pass. So we were also able to park there for free, which was amazing. I really liked that.
Yeah. So other things are I like that you can go to website with the LAP website and put a hold on the book that you can't find on at your local library. So because I read Japanese books, I put on hold on Japanese books, and then I don't have to go to Little Tokyo branch every single time. And then I can just receive books at my local branch.
We also have, we have a kid who has a Kobo, an e-reader, and he uses Overdrive all the time to check things out on his e-reader without even really needing to go to the library, but reads voraciously through the library's, system. You want to talk about the newspaper access?
Yeah. So I like baking and the cooking. So I like going to and New York Times cooking website, but you need a account for that. But if you have library accounts, you can access to the website one day. So it's been very useful for me to check recipes out.
There are also some things we haven't used yet, but that we may sort of try in the future. I think if we'd known that we could rent ukuleles from the library, we probably would have done that and instead ended up buying some. Not that I regret buying the ukulele, yeah. But that was really cool to learn that you could check out musical instruments and sort of practice on them. Recently, I think they've started making it possible to check out camping equipment for a longer amount of time, a couple months. So you can sort of get a camping trip together and then go and use a tent that you've rented from the library, which is just another really cool opportunity. And it's probably great in conjunction with the state parks pass. So if you have both at the same time, you can do a whole weekend trip from the library.
I know recently I started seeing that, I think at the moment it's only at 3 branches, but that there's now a hiking kit that you can check mm-hmm. out with hiking poles and some other things. And recently I had been thinking about buying some hiking poles, but then when I saw that you could rent them from the library, I then thought, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. I don't even have to buy them. Hopefully they'll be available when I go to rent them. And then I also remember recently seeing that they now have roadside kits that you could check out to take on a road trip with you as well, which just continues to blow my mind, because I think I just go back to growing up and thinking that all I could really get from a library were books and movies. And so it is, I think, just absolutely amazing, all of the different resources that the libraries out here have for us to utilize.
So great.
Yeah.
And how do you find out about a lot of the different events or things going on at the libraries? Is it just by going to the LA Public Library website, or do you follow some of the different branches on social media?
So on my Instagram account, I follow, I think, almost all branches. And so I get, I can get like all information. And also we often go to several different libraries. So we get information there. And during our journey, we went to Palisades Library and we saw a paper flyer about like a writing contest for kids to participate. And I encouraged to do so. And our little one won the prize, which was really, really cool.
I think he was the only entrant in his age group. So it wasn't necessarily a huge contest, but it was really cool just to, you know, have access to and find out about things that way. And it was a nice confidence boost for him to like win this, you know, this writing prize as a first grader. But it was a lot of fun to get to see things that are sort of just posted up around the different libraries.
Yeah.
And I think it like, it's really nice in building sort of a feeling of community with other people who are there to like, you know, to engage in those events and get to know the, you know, the area around your library.
I feel like it's also got to be such a great way to meet and connect with other people. Cause I of course feel like so many people are always moving out here. But sometimes when you move, it can be hard to meet and connect with people. But I feel like libraries, because they offer so many classes and events, it is such a great way to become part of the community and get to connect with others.
Yeah, I really think that's true. And I think it's one of our few kind of common public spaces that is really accessible by everybody. And so it's a nice way that's kind of ungated from people from all walks of life to encounter and meet each other.
Yeah. And I am so thankful for all of the different classes and events that you've been sharing about on the account. Cause I remember seeing something recently about one of the libraries having a class about sourdough bread. And that has been something I've been really curious about getting into. But sometimes when I look up how to get started with the sourdough bread, it feels a little overwhelming, but I feel like going to a class at the library would be such a great way to introduce me to that. So I'm really thankful for all of the amazing resources that you've been sharing. And that's why I'm so excited to help other people hopefully discover your account and get to benefit from what you're sharing about as well.
I have to talk about sourdough bread. I've been baking bread like for like several years, and then sourdough bread, it was like definitely a challenging one. So this is way before we started going to like libraries more often, but now we have so much resources on the internet. So you go online and then you learn from other people. But if I knew there was a class for sourdough at the library, I would have definitely went and learned like much quicker. So yeah, that's really great. Like libraries like offers so many like in different topics and like a different like interest for everyone. So yeah, it's.
I wonder whether you'll someday teach a sourdough baking class at the library now that you've kind of mastered it. But yeah, I think I hope that we get to continue posting about those things too.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share about maybe what has surprised you that you have found through the libraries, or any other resources you can think of?
Other resources. It's simply like libraries for everyone. So in summer, when it's really, really hot, like we just went to libraries just chill and like relax. And,
literally chill.
Yeah, yeah. And in winter when it's cold outside, like it's a good place to read and like get warm.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is sort of basic and one of the ways in which many people connect to libraries. Mm-hmm. But I sort of rediscovered the library as an adult as a place to get work done by like sort of working quietly. I think our local Woodland Hills branch particularly has like some really nice tables that give like that kind of vibe. I remember the Wilmington branch also being like really having this kind of like Harry Potter library vibe that I was like, oh, if I was a student, I would definitely come here to do work. And I think that is, I mean, it's a thing that I think most people associate with libraries anyway, but that has also been really nice. We were recently at the Jefferson branch and saw like a bunch of teenagers come in to like practice for their AP exams and stuff. And I was like, oh, yes, this is what libraries are for. So I think that that aspect of it is, you know, a well-known but really important function of libraries is sort of like an academic and study space too.
Yeah. Also, When I made a reservation for LA Zoo tickets, like I printed those tickets out at the library because you can do that for free. And they also have free Wi-Fi. You can use scanner there. And they're like some branches have a cell phone charging station you can use for free and the EV charging stations. And then they have literally everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources there that wouldn't be what people would necessarily expect from a library.
Well, actually, while we're kind of touching on some of the things that you just mentioned, I'm curious when you, so when you were at the Central Library, were you able to go inside the Makers Lab?
I think we could have, but we didn't. I think we went inside some of the, like the computer lab spaces. Right. And it's, the Butler Lab. It was, I mean, it was very well utilized. Like there, a lot of the seats were sort of taken at the point that we came in. I think we were there on like a Sunday afternoon, so it was pretty busy. And that library was so big that we were sort of like, this is maybe not the time to like sit down and use some technology. But I remember also the Pio Pico Koreatown branch also having like a similarly really big like maker space or sort of like zone that was, I think, closed when we happened to be there.
Well, it was not ready.
It was not ready because it hadn't been opened yet. It's really exciting that a lot of those new kinds of technologically based spaces are opening in libraries as well.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I want to explore more because I've heard about them. But any of the times that I've been at the Central Library, I've never actually gone into that space to see in person all of the amazing resources that they have for people to utilize. But it's just something that I'm really excited about is people just being able to have access to these things without having to pour out the money themselves to get them.
Yeah, I think it's really, really cool.
And as we wrap up here, would you please share how people can find your account and follow your journey?
At LA_library_adventures. I think my eco is really responsible for this account. Like I took some of the pictures, but I think I was more of like the driver to the libraries and sort of the impetus for planning it and sort of like getting it done and going to all of them. But I really want to give her all the credit for masterminding the account and like putting this information out there into the world, which has been really cool. What about you, hon? What would you say?
Oh, yeah. I keep on posting about what library can do. And like, we've been like talking about visiting LA County Library, which has like—
there's like 100 branches. Yeah, it's gonna be a really big project if we take that on. I think we're trying, of course, to actually go to Japan this summer to visit Mayako's family. I'm hopeful that sometime in the future, we're gonna embark on an exploration of all of the county libraries in that system. And those are really far flung. There's one on Catalina Island. So that's a trip we're looking forward to.
Oh my goodness, what another exciting way to help encourage to explore more of LA County.
Yeah, that would be very cool if we end up doing it.
Right.
I know one of the libraries that I saved recently, but to be honest, I can't remember if this would actually fall under an LA County library or an Orange County library, but I started seeing photos recently from the Cerritos Library. And it looks like they have a really cool looking children's area with but like these gigantic books kind of all along the outside of the area. And it just looks really cool. So while I'm still in the Long Beach area, I'm wanting to go check out that library.
There are other libraries like not belong to the county or city of LA. Like our other closest libraries like could be Calabasas Library, run by City of Calabasas, or there are like four Santa Monica libraries.
I think there are four Santa Monica. There's like one main and then three branch Santa Monica libraries, and we went to the Montana branch, right? So there are also libraries that are outside of either of those systems, but that are still really cool, and that we may try to feature in the future as well.
Awesome. Well, again, I am so thankful and excited that I found your account, and I just look forward to continuing to follow your journey. And thank you so much for all of the amazing resources that you continue to share about, and for helping educate all of us about how we can get more resources from our libraries. And thank you so much for coming on the show and joining me for the conversation today.
Thank you so much for reaching to us and then having this amazing opportunity to talk about public libraries.
Yeah, it's been our pleasure to share, and we hope more people will get to know about it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the LA Dreaming Podcast. If you'd like more information on what we discussed in today's show, be sure to head to ladreaming.com or connect with me on Instagram at la.dreaming.